My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And The Athletic talked to about 30 agents, looks like 31 agents, NFL agents that they talked to about the league, the state of the league, some NFL headlines. Really more so about how organizations are run, more specifically, especially pertinent to what we're doing here. And we want to go through this a little bit because the Texans, and this is a credit to the organization, if you will, a credit to where they are now, because, look, Seth, you and I know, and we've been here for it, the narrative around the team and the organization has not always been as glamorous and as positive as it is today as we sit here. It was not that long ago when you had credible people saying that DeMeco Ryans shouldn't even consider trying to coach for the Texans, or that, you know, CJ Stroud, you know, worried about CJ Stroud's situation that he was inheriting by being drafted by the Texans. Like, is that even a place that you even want to go to? All right. Like, I'm old enough to remember that, Seth. That wasn't that long ago. And then now we've reached a point where The Athletic, a credible media organization, goes to 30 plus agents across the league to ask them what they think about how organizations are run. And we've got a few notes in here about the Texans and Nick Caserio, even specifically having one of the better off seasons and being one of the better run franchises as of right now.
Yeah. It's Caserio comes off really well in this. I think the first and most notable thing, if we're don't play the celebration song. We don't want to overuse it, but this might be the first year where I've seen these surveys where the Texans aren't getting votes on the most unstable franchise or the front office you trust the least or stuff like that. They've always got at least one or two votes there. It's decreased over the last couple of years, but because people were impressed with the hiring of DeMeco Ryans, but still very skeptical. And I think, remember going into last season, there were still people like, oh, they missed out on Bryce Young, of course, but CJ Stroud might be all right. That was the first thing I looked for, was I scrolled down through all the graphs and everything. I'm like, look at all the negative ones. There's not a single Texans vote on here. I celebrate the perception of the Texans amongst anonymous agents for whatever that's worth. So, the anonymous agent might be the sketchiest dude on earth.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But I've always said, look, the credibility of a witness does matter. But a lying scoundrel can tell the truth. Like, it depends on the situation, and you can decide to take what they say at face value. You don't have to believe it as gospel. Just take it in as information, and we do. Stat nerd Seth, we do this. We take in useless information all the time just to make sure that we've got all the information and are able to decide whether it's useful or not. And I found this useful. I actually found this useful. Out of 31 responses, From The Athletic to NFL agents, which GM or front office leader do you trust the most? Nick Caserio, he only got two votes, but that's the third. That's tied for the third most.
Yeah, like there were a lot.
He's right there in the mix with the, you know, right there with Elliott Wolf and Brett Veach. You know, like that's not bad company to keep right there.
No, not at all. And it's like, again, with Caserio, a lot of it was he got a couple votes. Most of these ones, when it came down to individual GMs, whatever, other than Roseman and somebody else who I'm blanking on, nobody got heavy, heavy votes. But Roseman obviously has been around for a long time and has done a really good job with the Eagles. But I think the quotes are the more impressive thing from some of these guys.
Here's one.
Yeah.
The Texans crushed the offseason after reaching the playoffs, and Caserio remains so underrated as a leader and thinker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's.
As a leader and as a thinker.
And thinker. Like, to specify both, either or would have been nice. To specify both, I thought was, you know, pretty good. I don't know if that's an agent who Caserio's giving his client a favorable contract. Like, you can take all of this at face value or try to contextualize it. But I did think that was an interesting comment.
There were, you know, Caserio himself has gotten some positive praise in this poll in the past couple of years. If I recall correctly, specifically for the Deshaun Watson trade and managing his way through that scenario, I think agents looked at the way that he kind of took ego out of it. And he worked with through a very contentious situation and ended up really with a deal that, where both parties got a king's ransom. And a lot of people in the agent world, I think, were really impressed with the way the team and the owner worked together on that through what could have been, it could have been ugly, you know. But I think to go along with that, too, which franchise had the best offseason?
Yes.
Commanders got the most votes with 8. Texans got the second most votes with 6.
Yeah.
And that was, the quote was from one of the agents. Look what the Texans did in free agency. They kept Bobby Slowick. That helped C.J. Stroud, as does signing Joe Mixon and trading for Stephon Diggs. Nick Caserio might be the best and most underrated GM.
So this might come up again in the show. But one of the things that I learned from, and look, the Texan season premiere, at least from where we stood or from where we sat at the Odyssey table, Seth, was not what I considered like an on-the-record event. So, like, I'm not going to talk about, like, everything that was discussed there with players and different people there at the event. But a comfortable theme that I feel like I could share with you guys is Bobby Slowick is universally respected by the vets on that offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the young guys have no choice, but the veterans who have been around, who have been coached by other credible offensive minds throughout the league, like guys that you would say are more credible and more accomplished than Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
Guys like that respect Bobby Slowick and spoke specifically to Seth, the importance of Bobby Slowick returning, how they were surprised by it. Because they thought they were sure he was gone. They were sure he was gone. They were surprised to have him back, and I would say pleasantly surprised, because they think it's really important for CJ, really important for the offense, and therefore really important for the team at large. So that part right there about Bobby Slowick being retained, I think, is an underrated part of the Texans offseason.
I like that agent, whomever it was, just because think about this. This isn't it's about the best offseason, and I'm guilty of this. Sometimes when I look at the free agencies that each team had, I'm like, the Texans weren't as active as I thought they were. And then you remember, oh, no, it was the trading. They traded for Stephon Diggs. They traded for Joe Mixon. That a couple of the bigger, like the very most notable acquisitions were done by trades. So it was the offseason in the entirety. And, keeping Bobby Slowick, You count that as part of the offseason and what Caserio and Cal McNair, you know, with Cal McNair's approval, were able to pull off. I still wonder, and I've seen zero or heard nothing off the record or otherwise, but I just wonder, with the reports that the Falcons were very, very impressed with Bobby Slowick, I don't know if maybe they just, you know, cashed. I don't know what they did with Bobby. I don't know what the Texans did with Bobby Slowick's contract. But there's a chance that maybe they just went ahead and said, you know, like, hey, maybe these other situations might not be the best for you. And also, by the way, here's a really nice pay boost for you to come on back. And the ideally what you get is, if and when Bobby Slowik gets an opportunity as a head coach somewhere else, A, DeMeco's already got a roster full of potential OCs that he really likes, and that he's be able to get a guy that he already feels really comfortable with, maybe from in-house. But that B, that C.J. Stroud is basically an expert in this offense too.
Yes.
So it's a collaborative. You get to that point where your QB and your OC are collaborating on the football things to the point where it's not as big of a transition. And I think C.J.'s well on his way. I think C.J.'s football mind has just blown people away. I think his ability to communicate with Bobby Slowik, those two just seem to be, they seem to have that perfect relationship where they're not afraid of offending each other. They can talk frankly about, like, hey, I think we need to be more aggressive downfield. Hey, no, we need to be able to do this differently. I feel very optimistic about that right now.
Yeah, and so that was another, I think, safe takeaway from last night's Texan season premiere at NRG Stadium. What you just said about DeMeco Ryans already having a roster of guys that could possibly be or of potential offensive coordinators to succeed,
yeah,
or to go behind Bobby Slowik if and when he moves on. And I would expect him to move on. I suspect he's going to move on after this season. I'd be surprised if he doesn't, just because of the energy and the momentum around it. And I don't feel like you want to risk it going the other way, the opposite direction. And I don't think it will. But you want to capitalize on this moment when your name is out there and it's hot the way it is. I did also get the sense, and this is, you know, based off of how they operated with play calling during the preseason, that they are actively looking for and believe that next man up is on their roster, on their coaching roster right now. Like
McDaniels.
Yeah, it could be McDaniels. Obviously, if Gerard Johnson sticks around and doesn't get, you know, an offensive coordinator job somewhere else, or, you know, an elevation somewhere else, a promotion somewhere else, he could be that guy. Gerard Johnson, Ben McDaniels. Obviously, Bill Lazor is somebody who's called plays before and would be like a safe option if for whatever reason they didn't feel comfortable going to another guy, you know, on the roster and couldn't get somebody, you know, specifically from outside that they really liked. I feel like that would be a safe option. But also to your point about CJ, whoever comes in or steps in for Bobby Slowik at that point, like especially after this year, Seth, I suspect if it goes the way I expect it to go, we'll be calling CJ Stroud's offense, right? Like it's the Coop Shanahan offense right now. But CJ Stroud's on his way, to your point about commanding the offense and elevating himself as far as like being that leader and that caliber of quarterback and taking ownership of the offense. You come in for year three of CJ Stroud, you're coming in to speak the language that he already speaks.
That's where, you know, CJ in a weird way, I think he gets credit for a lot of the stuff he's done, partly because if you look at the Texans last year, there was no rushing attack. The receivers were unheralded at the beginning of the season. And there's just a perception, and I think rightfully so, that he did more with less compared to like Brock Purdy, where it's grudging and it's hard with Brock Purdy because he stepped into a situation where the offense was already in full gear. You've got all those studs out there on the field. So you don't know for sure exactly how it would have looked with Brock Purdy if he had lesser options. But with CJ, you got the benefit of seeing what he did with less. So anytime you heap more onto it, you already know, like, okay, he handled the mental side of things really well, and now he can just kind of keep building on it. And you're right, it's all these offenses, even though they're Coop Shanahan-y offenses, they get tweaked by their own respective coordinators and quarterbacks. And it just feels like with CJ, there's no limit on necessarily what you can or can't do with it. It feels like everything that you would want to do, he's able to incorporate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So one of the things I'm impressed by with CJ, since we're talking about the offense and Bobby Slowick, this is one thing that really impresses me. And we may have said this before in a different way, but the fact that CJ is in some ways greedy and in some ways overly aggressive, overly ambitious at times, but also smart with it, like to be able to balance that aggression and that hunger and that desire to drive the ball downfield, maybe even sometimes at your own detriment, but to be wise and smart about it and to understand how it works within the offense, how it works within the matchups that you have. Like, to me, when you talk about his maturation, and we talked about that yesterday, that being kind of his superpower, him being like uncommonly mature.
Yeah.
Like that is really impressive to me, to have that balance of aggression and swagger and want to challenge down the field, but also the wisdom to know when it's a good idea and why it's a good idea. Like, to have that at this age, to me, is wildly impressive.
And with some of the finer aspects of it, this is where watching the growth of CJ through last season was really fun to watch. Partly because Bobby Slowick, and this is another reason I think he's going to get a head coaching job, he's so good in press conferences. Like, honestly, I felt like if I didn't benefit from the Bobby Slowick press conferences on my YouTube channel as much as I do, I would almost recommend that the Texans not put those press conferences out on YouTube anymore, because Bobby's really, really good, and he sounds like a head coach in them. But there was one point where they talked about CJ, you know, holding safeties with his eyes, looking off, you know, maybe he's going to go to the right, but he's looking off to the left, all that kind of stuff, the nuanced stuff. And Bobby, at one point in the press conferences, talked last year, he was asked a question about that, and he said, yeah, you know, when we really, you know, early on, there was a point where CJ might have been doing it a little too much, because this is where the benefit of having coaches like D'Amico or Bobby Slowick, who started off on the defensive side of the ball, understand how smart defensive backs are, because sometimes a quarterback thinks he's being clever, but he becomes predictable and looking people off to the point where you can tell, like, oh, all right, he's in this certain situation, he's looking to the left, that means he's going to the right. And CJ took that lesson in and became more random with his look offs and how he tries to hold defensive backs and everything. And that's something that even really smart quarterbacks like Ryan Fitzpatrick, super smart, 50 on the Wonderlic, all that. There were times where it being clever got him in trouble early in his career.
Yeah.
And he'd get duped by defensive backs because they could tell what he was doing to try to dupe them, but it was way too predictable. And it's honestly a lack of intelligence and respect for the defense, which I get personally offended by. Offensive linemen do this too. Sometimes their line calls, like, they tell you exactly what they're doing, and you're like, have you no respect for me, you fat bastard? Like, you're telling me exactly what the protection is. You haven't changed your calls in 2 years, you idiots.
Well, CJ Stroud definitely has enough respect for the defense to lie with his eyes. We've heard the Indianapolis Colts linebackers, Zaire Franklin and EJ Speed, talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
exactly
it's
what
be,
you were just
saying.
And it's
one of those
saying.
Things, yeah, you can't get predictable with it. You can't be at a 101 level with it. This is now, nobody does this anymore because there's so many guys are so mic'd up and it's easy to get the calls off of the TV copy. But when Gary Walker and I came here to the Texans, we were both on the Jaguars. We come to the Texans. And so Garrett Walker, great defensive tackle for those youngsters out there. But one of the things that Coughlin did, Coughlin was kind of like D'Amico. Coughlin wanted the ones to go against the ones as much as possible, including in during the regular season. Sometimes he wanted the ones to be scout team players. Like, he wanted the offensive linemen to get tested by the defensive line in practice way more so than a lot of other teams do it. So Gary and I had a lot of experience going against the Jaguars offense. We get into the first game, and these guys are using the exact same line, same calls that they'd always used. And Gary and I were
thought y'all were a bunch of dumb jocks.
We're right there in your playbook, and we destroyed them. And I remember the center, John Wade, I talked to him about it after the season. John Wade came to the sideline. He's like, "Coach, they know our calls. They know our calls." And the O-line coach was like, "No, they don't know that. No, that's crazy." It's just a lack of respect for the intelligence of, okay, we're the dumbest position group on the field, the defensive line, but fine. Just have a little bit of respect for the opponent. I think with Bobby Slowick and D'Amico, you very much get the opposite. You get like, listen, these guys are smart as hell. At least some of them are. And you can't just go out there thinking you're going to dupe them with simple stuff.
Hey, Seth, the 832 was definitely listening to us yesterday. When was the last time Nick Caserio was in a fight? That and headlines next on Payne and Pendergast.
Headlines, right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.